Hello, friends. Good morning. It is 8 a.m. for me. I just sat down at my desk about 20 or so minutes ago. I have my cup of coffee with me, and as I was perusing Reddit, which I normally do whenever I first sit down just to, you know, kind of segue into my day, I noticed last night that we hit 50 followers. Now, what you did not know is that I had planned on releasing my very first ramble when that happened. Waking up and seeing that we had hit that last night, I said, well, I guess I'm going to be recording a ramble this morning, so here we are. First and foremost, thank you so much to every single one of you who have followed. To anyone that has ever upvoted or has left a sweet, sweet comment on my audios, you guys are the best. It's kind of bonkers to me how well things have gone up until this point. Admittedly, when I first released Constellations, I expected maybe, and this is me being generous, maybe 15 or so odd upvotes, but then I was completely surprised with how that went. And the same with the Lonely Apparition. It is a safe for work audio, and I didn't know what to expect with that. I was like, it's safe for work. I don't know. We're gonna put it out there. We're gonna see what happens. And you guys popped off. You guys were so supportive and so sweet, and you all seem to enjoy the hell out of it, and that makes my little creative self so happy and so humble to see that and to hear that. And just, I love every one of you so very much. It means the absolute world to me. I am in a glass case of emotion. But yes, thank you. This adventure that I've kind of embarked on Reddit as far as audio production and publishing was kind of an impromptu last minute thing, and I am glad you are all here and willing and hopefully excited to be on it with me, because it's definitely a two-way thing. We're both on it together because I kind of have no idea what the hell I'm doing, but you know, we're gonna wing it and we're gonna see what happens. What else? What to expect in the coming weeks from me? I had mentioned in the body of the Lonely Apparition that it was the first in a three-part Halloween series I plan on releasing. And that is the only safe for work audio. The other two will be spicy. One will be an F for F and the other will be an F for M. My first F for M. I'm kind of nervous about it, but I'm super excited. The F for M is, I won't say done at this point, but it's made headway. The script is nearly complete. I just have some finishing touches to kind of polish it off and then just record and edit from there. As far as the F for F, it's been a bit trickier. I have the concept and I have a basic kind of rough draft script done, but I wasn't as clear on the direction that I wanted to take that one. So yesterday, actually, let me pull this up so that way I can... Oh, hello, where am I? Sorry, I have too many tabs open. Story of my life. Okay. Yesterday, I had posted on GWA Sapphic a poll to see, without giving too much information away besides a few tags that I plan on using, to see what kind of audio the lovely ladies and individuals there would like to hear, whether it was an F-dom or F-sub. Looking at it currently, keep in mind, from what I'm seeing here, we still have 2 days to vote. There are currently 331 votes, with 256 of them going to FDOM. So, there's that. I don't see that changing. So, but you know, you never know what could happen. But from what I'm seeing, we'll more than likely be getting an FDOM, F for F. So look forward to that. Also, the lovely, lovely moderator for GWA Sapphic, Glacial Dust, actually said something in a comment under this poll that really got my gears going. They had mentioned something about a switchy audio, kind of like FDOM to F-sub. And I was like, ooh, intriguing. Gonna expose myself here a bit. I naturally, in my personal life, am pretty switchy in general. Admittedly, I have more top-leaning tendencies, but I do enjoy getting into subspace every now and then. It's usually with a certain kind of person or a certain individual in particular that just we vibe in a certain way, and just that whole power dynamic. Another thing, I'm gonna release blooper reels for you guys one day because I listened to these back and I'm a freaking mess. Anyways, a certain kind of, I guess you could say, je ne sais quoi that takes me to get into a more sub type headspace. So when they had mentioned that, I was like, that's gonna be fun as hell to write and conceptualize and just make into a thing. So look forward to that in the future. Don't know when it's gonna happen, probably a little bit down the line, because as I said, I really want to get this F for F and this F for M for Halloween out. As far as when they're gonna be released, I am aiming for the weekend, either Friday or Saturday, for the F for M. That's gonna go up on GWA. And as far as the F for F, I'm hoping to have that out by either next Wednesday or next Thursday. And that's gonna more than likely go up on GWA Sapphic as well as GWA. So look forward to that. As far as other audios I have planned, I was thinking of doing a sleep aid. Not sure if I'm actually going to do it. I personally listen to them quite often, but to say that that's in kind of like my wheelhouse of comfort to produce, I'm unsure. I want to try and I want to see how it goes. So that may be coming, but we shall see. We shall see. What else did I want to touch on in particular? Oh, also, with the poll. Okay, I'm scatterbrained, y'all, so y'all are going to have to forgive me. With the poll, I know that F for F is not strictly something that women listen to. I know there are a lot of guys and fellas that like to listen to F for F as well as our non-binary folk. So if you want to, you know, vote in this poll, or if you happen to not know that I even had the poll going, period, I can leave the link for that in the body of this post, and feel free to vote, feel free to comment, give me any kind of direction you'd like to see it going in. As I said, the tags are listed in the body of that post, so you'll be able to see kind of what direction I'm already going in it with it. Great. This is wonderful. But besides that, let's see. I know what I wanted to mention. I don't know if any of you use Twitter or are tweeters, but if you are, I do have a Twitter. It's mostly just kind of me taking thoughts out of my head and posting them on the internet, usually at obscene hours of the morning. So if you want, or if you would like to follow me on Twitter and see my ridiculous thoughts at 3:30 in the morning, then that is going to be at Twitter/inspiredheat. I can also leave a link for that in the body of this post as well. But besides all of that, yeah, this was mostly just me wanting to get you guys up to speed on where we're going, what we're doing, what we have planned. I have so much more planned besides what I just mentioned. Those are just the ones in the forefront that are taking priority. Like, for example, okay, I'm pulling up my script concepts that I have, the ones that are kind of still in the conceptual phase that haven't reached full-blown scripts yet. Besides the F for M and the F for F and the sleep audio, I now have that kind of switchy audio that Glacial planted in my brain. I have another safer work planned. I have a girlfriend experience for both the ladies and the fellas planned as well. And I also have a F for M soft dom planned. So there's that. We're gonna be busy these next few weeks, guys. Busy. Also, my birthday is actually with us today. Today is the 13th. My birthday is in almost 2 weeks. Yes, 13 days on the 26th, my birthday is. I plan on releasing a special audio on that day. I am not going to give any details. It's going to be something interesting. We'll say that much. It's going to be interesting. Interesting indeed. But besides that, I don't think I had anything else in particular that I wanted to touch base on. I don't know how often these rambles are going to be released. I'm thinking weekly. I may do one, or try to shoot to do one between Tuesday, Wednesday, sometimes Thursday, depending on how my schedule allows me to get these out. On the off chance that I do, I want to pose a question for you guys. This is something that I've always kind of wondered to myself, and I figured, hey, might as well ask you guys. When and where do you listen to the audios that you listen to? For example, do you listen to them while you make dinner? Do you listen to them while you clean? Right before bed? Do you listen to them on your commute to work? For me personally, I listen to them on my commute as well as right before bed. I have a 30-minute commute back and forth to work every day, so an hour altogether. And the audios I tend to listen to kind of waver in length from about 15 to 30 minutes, so it's no problem for me to just be able to find one that's in a tag I really like, put that puppy on, and just enjoy while I'm driving. And I also like, I'm a sucker for sleep audios and for friend to lover or a girlfriend or boyfriend experience right before bed. It makes me all warm. It makes me cozy. It gives me all the feel goods and the good vibrations. And it helps me fall asleep, especially when I have a lovely, lovely voice in my ear helping me to do so. So yeah, in the comments, I want you to tell me, where do you listen to your audios? When do you listen to your audios? Do you have a favorite tag? If you do, who's one of your favorite artists in that tag? Please let me know. I am always looking for new people to listen to expand my horizons. And even if they're a smaller artist like me, they don't have to be anyone huge or big. Somebody that you want to get more attention because you genuinely, I don't know how to English, enjoy their content, please let me know so that way I can give them a listen. Because, as I said, I'm always looking for new audios to consume. I have found a deep-rooted love in this community, and I want to be able to fully immerse myself into it. So, yes, go ahead, leave those down below. If you have any questions or suggestions, or just things in general you'd like to hear from me in the future, or just something that you may want me to bring up in next week's ramble, for example. As I said, go ahead and tell me in the comments. If you don't want to tell me in the comments, or you kind of just want to reach out to me personally, my DMs are always open. Twitter, as I said, is a great place to reach out to me. I am always on Twitter. It's a mess. I'm a hot mess. But besides that, guys, I think I'm gonna go for today. I hope you all have a lovely rest of your week. I know it's only Tuesday, but I hope the rest of it goes well for you. Look forward to an audio, hopefully, fingers crossed, by the end of this week. And I will see you when I see you. And remember to always stay inspired. Okay, love you guys. Bye.